Second-time drunk drivers in Washington will go directly to jail. They'll also be required to get an ignition interlock device within 5 days. Those are just two of the provisions in a sweeping new DUI measure signed into law Thursday. But already, there are calls for even tougher penalties in the future. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The bill signing ceremony took place at a state patrol field office. Governor Jay Inslee was flanked by police, prosecutors, lawmakers, and victims.
Today, our state takes an important step in strengthening our laws to protect people from impaired drivers.
In addition to mandatory arrest and ignition interlocks, the new law creates an alcohol monitoring pilot project for repeat offenders. This new law was a reaction to a series of recent drunk driving tragedies. Among those standing with the governor was Dan Schulte. His parents were killed and wife and newborn son critically injured last March. They were struck by a repeat drunk driver while crossing a street in North Seattle.
It's very fresh for us. It's pretty hard to be here.
Schulte said he's thankful for the new law, but he doesn't think it goes far enough. He pointed specifically to how many times a drunk driver has to be caught before it becomes a felony.
Right now it takes way too many offenses, in my opinion. It takes 5 offenses, as I understand, and I think it could be less than that.
Amy Friedheim agrees. She's the senior deputy prosecutor in charge of all felony traffic crimes in King County.
45 states have felony DUI laws, and we are now the most lenient out of all of those 45, and I don't think that's a position that Washingtonians want to be in.
The legislature considered lowering that threshold this year, but decided it was too expensive in terms of prison costs. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.